We present Tony Hancock, Sidney James, Bill Kerr, Hattie Jakes, and Kenneth Williams in
Hancock's Half Hour.
Around the world in 80 days. Many years have passed since Phineas Fogg and his faithful valet, Passepartout, set out on this then mammoth undertaking. It was the result of a wager made in a London club. Such clubs are still in existence, and probably the most famous of these is the Athenaeum Club, Cheam. Every night in the dignified surroundings of this exclusive club, the bankers, the financiers, the businessmen of Cheam find relaxation from the cares and troubles of the world of commerce. As they recline in their deep red leather armchairs, perusing copies of last year's Times, silent waiters pad across the heavy piled carpets, carrying vintage brandies and crusted ports. The air is heavy with 100 years of tradition and the aromatic fumes of rich cigar smoke. The gentlemen of East Cheam are relaxing.
Gosh, stone me, Sid. Don't these cigars clog your pipes?
Yeah, they don't draw very well either.
Not if you don't take them out of the aluminium tube, they don't. Uncultured oaf.
Dear, have a fag. They're only little ones.
Not in here, Sid. You know the rules as well as I do. No cigarettes and only cigars over 8 inches long. Makes for a better class of member. Look at the size of this cigar. I think I'll take the holder home and keep me billiard cue in it.
What about a drink, then?
Yes, well, I'll have to order. Guests aren't allowed to buy drinks, only members.
I don't know how they let you join a classy mob like this. I thought it was exclusive.
Believe me, it was easier me getting in as a member than it was getting you in as a guest. They don't generally let people in here wearing check suits and satchels.
What about this drink, then?
Certainly. Heather?
Yes, sir.
Oh, dear. There you are. You frightened the life out of me. I didn't realize that was you standing there. I thought it was a standard lamp.
Can I get you anything, sir?
Yes. A light ale for me and a large brandy for my friend.
Napoleon, sir?
No, of course he isn't. Sidney James, the bookmaker.
I was referring to the brandy, sir. Would you like Napoleon brandy?
Haven't you got anything newer? I don't mind paying a bit over the odds for the fresh stuff, you know.
Oh, Napoleon brandy is the finest and most expensive brandy we have. If you were a millionaire, you couldn't buy a bit of brandy, sir. There are only 12 bottles in the country.
Oh, well, is that all right, Sid?
Yeah, that'll do. Put some ginger beer in it, mate, will you? Come on, let's have a bit of taste in it, boy.
You're not putting ginger beer in my Napoleon brandy. I shall resign in all my 60 years' service.
All right, Heather, all right. Don't get upset, lad. Look at you, look at you. Look. Your nose has gone white. He didn't mean it. Get the drinks. There's a good boy. He's very touchy about his booze.
Good evening, old boy.
Well, Lord Cheam, how nice to see you. How are you, old boy? Lord Cheam, Sidney James? Sidney James, Lord Cheam.
And I know Mr. James. Who are you?
I thought you knew me.
Are you a new member?
No, I've been here all day. I was elected last week.
Oh, yes. Thursday, wasn't it?
That's right, you remember.
12 people resigned that afternoon. Still, they'll be back.
Will they?
But of course you are going to resign, aren't you?
No, I can't resign. I've arranged to have my letters sent here.
Planning as we'll tell you, we don't want your sort in this club. You don't fit in. Why don't you join a working men's club?
Well, I try, but they said the same thing over there.
Go on. Go on, Bertie, let him stay.
Yes, but Sidney, there's no telling where it'll lead to. He's not the type. Do you play golf?
No.
Do you play squash?
No.
Do you shoot?
No.
Oh, the man's an idiot. Not educated. Do you ride?
Well, yes, when I've got the bus fare. Otherwise, I have to walk.
Oh, you said it was a mistake letting him in. Oh, well. Time for tiffin.
I'll give you a couple of games at that.
Oh! That is tea. Weren't you ever in India?
What part?
Any part.
I once went to an Indian restaurant, though.
Ah, oh, good man, good man. What did you have?
Egg and chips. Oh.
Pull up a chair, Bertie boy. Sit down.
Oh, I don't know what the club's coming to. I must have something. A steward, bring me a butter shooter pig.
Aye, sir. And you, sir?
I suppose so. That's near enough. Yes, it sounds good. I'll have a plate full of that.
Oh, it's a drink, you idiot. Don't you know anything, man?
Calm down, Bertie. He's new here. He don't know.
Yes, of course, yes.
Where's the girls, then?
Oh!
All right, Bertie, what have you been doing with yourself, mate?
I've been to the cinematograph show, actually. A jolly good film. Round the world in 80 days.
As much as that, eh?
Well, it took place 70 years ago. No aeroplanes or such. A jolly good effort, considering. Do you know the story of it?
No. Do pray tell us, sir. Yes, do, cheamy old stick.
Well, it all started off in a club. It was like this one, done as a bet, you know. The members bet this Phineas Fogg fella that he couldn't get round the world in 80 days. But he did it, by Jove.
So he should. 80 days? Well, that's nothing marvellous.
So you don't think much of this Phineas Fogg's achievements, then, huh?
I do not. No. I should say it was dead cushy. 80 days. What was he doing? Walking? Do you realize that one can get round the world in 4.5 days now?
Rubbish.
It is advertised.
Well, it's rubbish. I don't care. Rubbish. You'll never get round the world in 4.5 days.
Oh, well, of course, you've just been silly now, aren't you?
I've known you for 5 minutes, and I'm a good judge of intelligence, and I'd go further. You wouldn't get round in 80 days.
But, my dear Lord Cheam, today we've got planes, fast cars, liners.
I know that, but you're an idiot. I don't think you'd do it. Better, I wouldn't be surprised if we never saw you again. I'm prepared to bet money that you couldn't do it.
How much?
A couple...
Two quid. Right, you're on.
I meant a couple of thousand.
A couple of thousand what?
Pounds.
I thought so, yes. All right, then, yes.
I'll hold the stake money, right?
Right. 500, 1,000... 1,500, 2,000. There's mine. Where's yours?
1 and 3. We've got another tanner here somewhere. There we are. 1 and 9, 2 and 3. An Irish penny, any good to you? Oh. I'll write out the rest. There we are.
I owe you £1,999.17. I'm afraid I can't accept this. The bet must be in cash.
Well, you must realize, Lord Jim, I'm not in the habit of carrying cash on my person.
Why not?
Because I haven't got any, mate.
Well, then, the bet is off.
No. Hang on. I can raise the money. Just a minute.
Comrades, ever since we were boys, have shared each other's sorrows, have shared each other's joy.
Oh, come away from the window. Oh, you can't do that in the Athenaeum. Brings the club right down.
Yeah, well, there's another threepence anyway.
I can't wait that long for the bet. Oh, let's forget about it.
No, it'll be all right. I'll manage. I have other sources. I can't let a bet like this slip through my hands. I'll get the money. I've just remembered I've got a great-grandfather up in Leeds of a very nervous disposition. I think a good strong paper bag popped behind him should see me all right. I'll see you at London Airport, gentlemen.
Will passengers for Viscount Flight 103 to Paris please take their seats on the aircraft?
Oh, good evening, Lord Cheam. All set?
Ah, Hancock, you raised the money, then.
Only just. Burst the paper bag behind him, and he turned around and clouted me with a poker. Still, I sued him for assault and battery, so we're all right. You haven't met my entourage, have you? My valet, Passepartout Kerr?
Oh, you call him Passepartout as well?
Yeah, well, he sticks like a leech. We might as well keep in the spirit of things. Say hello to his lordship, will you?
I don't want to go. I don't want to go around the world. Let me stay here. I don't want to go. Can't you understand? I don't want to go.
What's the matter with him?
Oh, I've been having shocking trouble with him. Comes from primitive parts, you see, the remote areas of Australia. They don't know aeroplanes where he comes from. It's always been Great Iron Bird, bringer of bad medicine. I'll talk to him. William?
Yeah?
Iron Bird, good.
I'm bird safe, good medicine.
Look out on tarmac, many birds from different lands, flown by many heap number one on top good fellas.
I don't like it. It's not natural. If we'd have been meant to fly, they'd have given us wings. That's what I think.
If you'd been meant to think, you'd have been given a brain, so shut up. Shut up and pack me bags. You've got your rhinoceros tooth necklace. I don't know what you're worrying about.
I wish you a happy journey. To win the bet, you must be back in the Athenian Club, team, at 12 o'clock on the 2nd of June.
Roger, we'll be done.
So will you, mate, if you don't get back in time.
I beg your pardon.
I've got side bets with the other club members that you'll do it. I stand to lose 40,000 nickel if you don't.
You've got nothing to worry about. We've got 80 days, Sid. 80 days in this modern age of jet travel. It's money in the bank. We'll do 4.5 days travelling. We can spend the rest of the time on holiday. The rest of the world to choose from. Wherever we like. Just think of it. 2.5 months in Southend. Stop worrying, Sid. I've got it all worked out. I've got my itinerary here now.
Attention, please. All passengers to New York.
That's us. Oh, cheer-o, Lord Jim. See you back at the Athenaeum. It's a shame to take the money.
All flights have been cancelled. This is owing to adverse weather conditions over the South Atlantic. Passengers will be taken to a nearby hotel, and we hope they will be able to take off sometime tomorrow. Thank you.
That's not a very good start, is it?
What of it? Still got 79 days left. I mean, these days of modern travel, I'm not worried. I'll go another way. We'll go to Copenhagen and catch the Scandinavian airline and fly over the pole and miss the South Atlantic altogether.
Attention, please. All passengers for Copenhagen.
That's us. Well, cheerio, Lord Jim. See you back at the Athenaeum.
All flights to Copenhagen have been cancelled. This is owing to electrical storms over the North Sea. Passengers will be taken to a nearby hotel, and we hope they will be able to take off sometime tomorrow. Thank you.
At least you've got 2 hotels to stop at now.
You're enjoying this, aren't you?
Well, at least Phineas Fogg had got out of London by now.
I'm not finished yet. We don't have to go via New York. We can go another way. We've got the whole world to choose from.
Attention, please. London Airport is surrounded by fog. This will last until further notice.
Yeah, well, that's it for today. Never mind, we've still got loads of time. We'll just have to stay at the hotel.
Attention, please. Owing to the fog, all buses to the hotel have been cancelled.
Ah, stone me.
Good night, everybody. Good night.
Well, your 4.5 days is up, and where are we? Huddled around a tea urn in London Airport. I'm standing to lose money here.
Well, I can't help the fog. It's a freak of nature. It's nothing to do with me.
It's his fault. Kerr. Sitting there flicking his rhinoceros beads, muttering, I don't want to go. What did you bring him for? It's your fault, you rat bag.
No, it's not.
You never wanted to go. You brought some kind of Australian voodoo spell down on us. I bet he's got his fog-making kit in there somewhere.
It's nothing to do with me. How can I make fog come down?
I heard you last night when you thought we were all asleep. Sitting cross-legged on the floor, rubbing butter all over yourself and chanting away there, I heard you.
Leave him alone, Sid. You're a grown man. Surely you don't believe in his simple little tribal rituals. He's not doing any harm. It keeps him amused.
I don't like it. It's not natural. I don't rub butter all over myself.
All right, then. Let's sort it out. William, were you rubbing butter all over yourself last night?
Yeah.
Well, why were you?
Well, if we're going to fly over the Atlantic, I thought I'd better grease myself up. It keeps you afloat longer.
He's a cheerful apath, isn't he?
And I wasn't chanting. I was singing Wake Up, Little Susie. I like singing Wake Up, Little Susie. It's a nice song.
How refreshingly naive.
Good morning, everybody. I do hope you slept well. We've just had news from the meteorological office. There'll be no planes taking off today either. I think I may as well go home. Incidentally, we must apologize to passengers for serving margarine with the bread at breakfast today, but unfortunately, all the butter was stolen from the canteen. Thank you.
See that? No planes today either. We can't hang about here any longer.
Oh, what do you suggest we do then?
Catch a train to Prestwick. There's no fog up there. We'll be in New York tomorrow morning.
Announced the departure departure to flight 107 to New York. Will all passengers please report for customs and passport clearance? Thank you.
Good evening, sir. Your passport, please.
Oh, there you are, my good fellow.
Yes, it's a very good likeness, if I may say so.
Oh. Do you think so?
Oh, yes. Well, it's beautifully done. It's so unusual on passports.
Well, of course, I'm very photogenic, really, you know. I've got a very good bone structure. You can see it deep down underneath all this lot. You can see it down there. Yes. It's been a very handsome family, we Hancocks, of course.
Oh, yes.
You won't believe this. You won't. I know you won't. You won't give this credence, I'm certain. But I have a brother who is better looking than me.
Impossible.
Ah, that's what they all say. Oh, me and my brother's broken the hearts of many a dairy maid in our shire.
Yeah, it's certainly an excellent photograph, I can tell you.
Do you like the monocle?
Yes. Very dashing.
That's what I thought. There's nothing wrong with the eye. It's just a little affectation, you know.
Yes, like the cricket cap.
Yes. Yes, brightens the whole passport up, I always think. I'm going around the world, you know.
Are you really?
Mm. Yeah. Yes, I'm going to New York first. 4.5 days, I reckon it'll take. These days of modern travel, you know.
Quite. You have, of course, got an American visa.
Pardon?
A visa to allow you to enter the United States. It'll be on page 4. Oh, dear, you haven't got one, have you?
I don't know anything about visas. I'm sure when our transatlantic cousins find out who I am, they'll let me in.
Not without a visa, they won't.
Then I shall start a petition down our streets objecting to their rocket bases.
Well, I'm very sorry, sir. You cannot take off for America without a visa.
Oh, all right, then I'll take one. How much?
You have to get it from the American Embassy.
Where's that?
Grosvenor Square, London.
But I've just come from London.
And you'll have to go back, won't you?
But I haven't got time. I've got a schedule to keep up.
You can fly down. It won't take you long.
Oh, very well.
Attention, please. Prestwick Airport announces the two-inch snowstorms or flights to London have been cancelled. Thank you.
May I suggest you catch the 10:30 express from Glasgow Central?
Yes, thank you very much. Taxi! Sid, you got the tickets?
Yeah, poor sleepers to Euston.
Good lad. 9.5 hours to London, nip round and get the visas. Back here, we'll be in New York by Friday.
Yeah, I suppose so.
I don't know what you're worrying about, Sid. We'll still have 72 days left. Now, what platform is it?
Attention, please. British Railways announced that owing to snow on the line, all trains to Euston have been cancelled till further notice. Passengers may sleep on the platforms, providing their feet don't stick out over the edge.
Hey, fellas, good news. The porters just told me they got the snow cleared off the tracks. The train leaves in a few minutes.
Oh, good.
Another 4 days wasted.
What does it matter, Sid? Don't keep on. We've got 68 days left. Ample time in these days of modern transport. Just have to cut down our holiday in Southend, that's all.
All aboard!
Taxi! Bill, bring the luggage. Taxi! The American Embassy, please, and hurry. Good afternoon. My friends and I wish to apply for visas for journeying to the New World.
Are you a communist?
I beg your pardon?
Are you a communist?
No.
Name?
Hancock. Anthony Hancock.
Joe, get the file out on Hancock.
Lovely day for rocket launching, isn't it?
Is that a disparaging remark about U.S. achievements in the field of intercontinental ballistics?
No, never. Just passing the time of day, that's all.
Just watch it, huh? What's your file? You say you're not a communist?
No.
On October the 2nd, 1942, you gave 2 pennies to Mrs. Churchill's Aid to Russia fund. Would you care to explain this?
Well, it was war. We were friends. We were told to like them then.
Application for visa refused on grounds of bad security risk. Suspicion of being a fellow traveler.
But it was only tuppence. I must have a visa. I'm going around the world.
You want to go to America, pick up some secrets, and then call in Moscow on your way back?
No, no, I'm a peaceful man.
Peace movements are cover-ups for subversive communist activities. Application refused.
All right, then, look, supposing I went to Russia first, then called in at America on the way back.
Do you have a camera, a good memory, and a tape recorder?
Yes.
Application granted.
Last. Progress. That's it, then, Sid. We'll do the same route, but the other way around. We'll go east to Russia. Let's get to the airport.
Have you got a Russian visa?
Oh, no, not again.
You cannot get into Russia without a visa. We're stuck again.
No, we're not. It'll only take a few days. We'll still have 62 days left. And what is 62 days in this age of modern travel? Let's see now. Embassy of the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, Millionaires Row. Yes. Hey, you did all right in that tuppence I gave him, didn't you? Taxi! Good afternoon. My friends and I wish to apply for visas for journeying to the People's Democracies.
For what do you wish to visit a glorious Russia?
Well, I'm trying to travel around the world in 80 days. We've spent 12 days of that and we're still in London, so if you could speed things up a bit, you know.
Just a moment. One of our agents just telephoned to say he saw you leaving the American embassy.
Yes, that's right.
What were you doing there?
Trying to get a visa. They wouldn't give me one because I gave you a lot of tuppence to help you out during the war.
I see. You claim to be a friend of Russia.
Well, I gave tuppence, yes.
Do you realize who was the leader in those days?
Yes, 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 Stalin, old Uncle Joe.
Exactly. The man who created the cult of personality. Just as Stalin is now discredited in Russia, you're a deviationist.
It was only tuppence.
Application for visa refused on grounds of bad security risk. Interview closed, gentlemen.
Very well, madam, but you won't get away with this. I shall cancel my unreserved balcony ticket for the Ukrainian state dancers. see how you like that. Come, Sydney, William.
Now what do we do? We're stranded. Phineas Fogg was halfway across Turkey by now.
Once we get started, we'll be all right. It's just a question of getting airborne. Then it's easy. I mean, in these days of modern travel...
Well, let's get started traveling then.
Well, we'll just have to work out a new route. We've got the whole world to pick from. We've got me boy's brigade pocket diary with the world atlas here somewhere. Ah, yes, now let's see. We need a visa for there. Visa for there, there, there and there. Entry permit for there and there. They don't like us here. Or here, or here, or there, or there. Or any of that lot there, or down here. Or over there, or up here, or right across there, or right down to there, here.
Hey, what about a plan to go up in a Sputnik? We'd get round the world in an hour and a half, then.
Oh, go away and play with your rhinoceros teeth.
Hey, wait a minute. We could sneak out of England in a submarine, land in the Arctic, walk over the pole, pick up another submarine on the other side, then submerge and go down to the Antarctic, walk over the South Pole, pick up the first submarine which has come down to meet us, then submerge again and go back to Portsmouth.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. I'm amazed. What a fantastic brain this boy has. Submarine up to the Arctic, walk over the pole, then catch another... He's right. He's right. It's the only way we'll ever get round the world. Ring up Dr. Fuchs and put in an offer for the Snowcats.
Mr. Hancock, here's an answer to your telegram to Dr. Fuchs.
Oh, good. What does he say?
He says you can't go to the South Pole without a visa from the Royal Geographical Society.
Oh, well, that's it then. We're lost.
Let's get a spade and dig our way around.
Hey, Chubb, good news at last. The Yanks have been on. They say they'll give us a visa after all, providing we go straight through and don't touch nothing. The Russians are giving us a visa too, so have all the others. We got permits for the countries that want them, and the ones that don't want them have agreed to make an exception in your case.
And my next line is, good lad, how did you do it?
I told him we were a skiffle group going to do a cultural mission.
Ah, oh, well done, Bill. Put an advert in the Times. Anybody want to swap some sleds, some huskies and snowshoes for a guitar, a washboard and a T-chest bass? I'll learn the words of freight train and we're off. New York, here we come. Ah, you see, this is the way to travel. 300 miles in 1 hour. This rate, we'll be back in England by Monday night. Happy now? Phineas Fogg. Phineas Fogg, 80 days. Look at the weather. No snow, no fog, no storms.
And all the world in 80 days.
Attention all passengers. The captain regrets to announce that under engine trouble, the aircraft will be returning to London Airport.
You can't do this. I insist you go on.
Hey, hey, keep calm, Tub. We'll be all right. I made some other arrangements in case something like this happened. As soon as we land, we'll go straight down to the docks. There's a boat leaves on a world cruise getting back to England 24 hours before the 80 days is up. No changing, no worrying about airplanes, fog, engine trouble. This is the best way, Tub. Leave everything to me.
Are you sure this is the best way, Bill?
Of course it is, Tub. This is it. Boy, Honolulu, here we come.
Well, here we are. Grimsby. 78 days gone. Are you a buffoon, Kerr?
Well, I could have sworn it was the right boat.
The right boat. 3 weeks out in the Dogger Bank catching errands. We'll be lucky if we get back to the club in time, even without leaving the country. What a fiasco.
Poor old Sid, he's going to lose £40,000. Where is he?
He's standing on the bow of the ship with a box of herrings tied round his neck.
Hello, boys.
Haven't you jumped?
It's no good. I can't do it. We just have to go back to the club and face up to it.
What happened?
That's all we needed. We've run aground on a sandbank. Everybody out and push.
Ah, there you are, Hancock. Back again, eh? You didn't get round the world in 80 days, then?
No, we didn't. We got round England in 142 days. And that was a bit of a push.
Oh, well, hard luck. 2,000, I believe it was.
Oh, give him the money, Sid.
Here we are, Bertie.
Thank you, Sidney. El Cherio Hancock. Nice to have wagered with you.
£2,000. What a disaster.
It's all right for you, mate. I've got to find 40,000 from somewhere.
Well, there must be some way we can get it back.
I say hello, Hank, there, man.
Well, we will. Young Lord Epsom.
Say nothing, Sid. I think we're home and dry. Yeah? He's the last of a long line of rich idiots.
I've been to see a very interesting film.
Really, old boy?
Yes, around the world in 80 days. Don't you think that's rather a long time?
I should say so in these days of modern travel.
Oh, I don't know. You couldn't do it any faster these days.
Oh, nonsense, chap. Do it in 4.5 days. And what are you two shaking hands for?
Oh, nothing, nothing. 4.5 days, eh?
Certainly easy.
You wouldn't like to bet 2,000 on it, would you?
Certainly I would.
What about a 40,000 side bet?
Pleasure.
It's a wager, then. You leave now, and you've got to be back here in 4.5 days.
I do, then. I just ring up the aerodrome and have them wheel out my private airplane.
Pardon?
My private plane. Well, it's Daddy's, actually. He flies all around the world, and it's your own business. And I'll see you on Monday, then. Bye-bye.
Well, clever Dick.
Well, there's only one thing for it. Bill?
Yeah?
Have you still got those rhino teeth?
Yeah, here they are.
All right, start chanting then. Sid, get the butter on him. We've got to get the fog down. Come on, Bill. Iron Bird, bad but medicine. Wait. Come on, start chanting, you rat bag. Come on, it's the only...
Goomba, iron, good man. Goomba, the kangaroo, the wallaby, the wombat.
That was Hancock's Half Hour, starring Tony Hancock with Sidney James, Bill Kerr, Hattie Jakes and Kenneth Williams. Theme and incidental music composed and conducted by Wally Stott. The show written by Alan Simpson and Ray Galton. The program, which was recorded, produced by Tom Ronald.